Oh Lord, our God, thank you for your awesome presence in this place this morning. We bless your name for the ways in which you have been ministering unto us since we came to your presence in this assembly today. Lord, as it is time to listen to your word, I ask and I pray that these people will not just hear my voice, they will hear you through me. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I ask that your word will come out with power to enrich, to empower, to guide, to strengthen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the living Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. Let me say, Happy Palm Sunday. Today is celebrated all over the world as Palm Sunday, signifying Jesus riding into Jerusalem victoriously. And a symbolism that we will ride over the winds, over the storms, and be victorious in every battle of life in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, I am going to conclude my series, which I started some time ago on coming out of anonymity. What's the title of that theme? Can I hear you? Remember that I've taken three parts before, and we took our text from Psalm 45 for the sake of those who might not have been either in the first or the second or the third part. Our text was taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 45, and we read from verse 2 to 5. And I will just go through it quickly and do a little bit of recap before I go to this message. Isaiah chapter 45, maybe I should read it from here. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of the secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel. Verse 4. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel my elect, I have even called thee by your name, and have so named you. Though thou hast not known me, I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I guided thee, though thou hast not known me. And remember, I said that God knows us as individual and has an individual expectation from us. And I said that God expected us not to mingle with the crowd or stay with the crowd. Because when you are inside the crowd, you can be lost. You are unrecognized. You are irrelevant. You are like somebody without value. It's only when you step outside this crowd that you can really be able to fill your potentials. And the second part of that message, I talk about be ye separate. And I said that there's a need for us to come out of the perverse generation and be part of the change agents. And I said that the separation I'm talking about is not about segregation. That you should be far away from the point by in which you can be influenced negatively by the world, but be close to the extent that you can influence. You yourself, you are close enough that you can influence, but you are far away from the point you can be contaminated. And the top part, which I called I titled, How Do You Want to Be Remembered? And I told you that anybody who is anonymous cannot have a memorial. And I said, you turn every day into a productive venture. And I said that if you really want to be remembered, you have to do something extraordinary. And today, I'm rounding up with the title I call Arise and Shine. Arise and Shine. And I'm going to take the text for this morning from the book of Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 3. Remember the series titled Coming Out of Anonymity. The book of Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 3. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. I like somebody say, upon me. The glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Verse 2. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon me, and his glory shall be seen upon me. Can we read that verse together? Just read it the way I'm reading it. Can mention my name so that I know you love me as your pastor. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and the gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon me. Are your Bible salami? And his glory shall be seen upon me. Verse 3. And the Gentiles shall come to my light, and kings to the brightness of my rising. Remember, the thief is coming out of anonymity. And this morning, I'm talking about arise and shine. If you look at that verse, it's a prophecy from God, from the mouth of Isaiah. And that prophecy is not just for Isaiah, it is for me, it is for you. I don't know whether you realize that all of us, we are missionaries. We have two great responsibilities. And if you will fulfill these two great responsibilities, you must come out of anonymity. You must step out of the crowd. You cannot be afford to be lost in the multitude. The moment you are lost in the multitude, you cannot fulfill this mission. Two great responsibilities. The first responsibility is the expectation from God. And the other one is our responsibility to man. These are the two missions that God has given to every one of us. And if you stay among the crowd, if you are lost among the multitude, you cannot fulfill this mission. In this passage that we have read, God was speaking through Isaiah that he should arise. Go back to verse 1. Arise and shine, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. It's a call to consciousness, a reawakening, an understanding of somebody who is sleeping, an information to someone who seems to be ignorant or not knowledgeable, that the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. He is upon you. There is a potential. There is an enablement. There is an empowerment but it is latent and you decide to rise to the occasion. Do you think Deborah got all those strength only because before she arose? It was already there. It was the point to rise. She said, I will arise. That until I, Deborah, arose. And I want to know something. The expectation from God is that you should arise in your generation. You should arise in your family. You should arise in your church. You should arise in your society. Perhaps you are the one that God is looking towards, looking forward to arising, and you are the one giving all the complaints and putting all the blames. When God expects you to arise. If you look at verse 2, this is where I really want to look at that very well. The verse 2 says, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth. I expect the media to project it for us. Behold, darkness shall cover the earth and grow darkness their people. What does that suggest to you? Darkness will cover what? And grow darkness what? But the fact that the darkness is covering the earth, the fact that the growth that came over his people does not mean your faith is glued to the faith of the common. You are not just the people, you are a peculiar people. Are you getting what I'm saying? So if you are waiting for motivation in your environment of Buhari is not doing well. APC and PDP, they are terrible. You are just sinking your own spirit with the people and with the environment. The Bible said darkness will cover the earth and grow darkness upon the people. But that means the question has changed. Darkness will cover the earth. Grow that be better. The Lord shall rise upon you. And his glory shall be seen upon me. I decree unto somebody this morning, the glory of the Lord shall be seen upon you. In the midst of the darkness of the earth, in the midst of darkness covering people, the glory of the Lord will be seen upon your own life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. My brother and my sister this morning, let us know that in the midst of the thickness or darkness of the environment, God expects us to arise. God expects us to shine. God does not expect us to bury our head with the mourners. With those always singing the song of lamentation. Say the glory of the Lord shall be seen upon you. That is the expectation of God from us, from you, from me. And then our responsibility to men is in verse 3. Verse 3. It says, and the Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. But if you do not rise, how will the king come to the brightness of your rising? Sometimes when we complain, we are abdicating our responsibility. Until we decide that we need to take up the challenge, because we have something that is different. We have a spirit that is different from the spirit of the environment. We have a spirit that is different from the spirit of the nation. We have a spirit that is different from the spirit of our working place. We have a spirit that is different from the spirit of our department. We have a spirit that is different from the spirit of our market. Until we realize this, we will just be operating at the same level with them. And so when they complain, we also complain. When they cry, we also cry. When they weep, we also, when God is expecting that we should arise. When God is expecting that we should put the light, we should light the darkness. When God is expecting that people, we should be a source of succor. But because we do not understand, we are not aware, or we are failed to appreciate the fact that there is an expectation from God regarding us and a responsibility towards men, and that God has put in something special upon us. If you look at Book of Romans, quickly, chapter 8, verse 19, what does he say? Romans chapter 8, verse 19, we know very well, it says, for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestations of the sons of God. See, many of us, we know this scripture. We read it, we recite it, but what meaning does it really have in our hearts? The earnest expectation of the creature waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Sometimes ago, I think not long ago, I talked about life on the waiting list. And that's still a message I would love to preach to you sometime. Many of us, we are still on the waiting list. Do you know the waiting list? If you have traveled before, and then you want to, there will be time I want to change my flight, maybe to another time, and I get to the airport, I say, look, let us put you on the waiting list. When you're on the waiting list, it's a very tense situation. It's very uncertain situation. It's very unpredictable situation. You can't be on the waiting list and be at peace. Many of us, God expects us to be in the action field, but we're on the waiting list. And until we decide to arise, to shine, our name cannot be deleted from the waiting list. Today, the Lord of heaven and earth, we take away your name from William and put you in the list, in the field of action, of performance. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Waiting all the time. And we are expecting that maybe we're expecting this to happen, that to happen, that to happen. And God is expecting us to arise. But we are standing on the same spot, just waiting. You know, yes, I'll talk about the Bible. Let me talk about Esther. Esther got to the palace on a platform of grace. And at the moment that God expected her to arise, for the mission God was preparing her for, she was busy enjoying the beauty of the palace, enjoying the goodies. And she was very indecisive until Mordecai, am I right? Spoke to her and said that if you refuse to do anything at this time, said, help shall arise from that. And you. So at that time, their consciousness now was awakened that no, I have to step out. Otherwise, Esther would have been in the palace and died on the waiting list. Many of us, it's at the critical moment God wants us to step out. But we keep staying on the waiting list because we don't realize that God has an expectation from God, us, that we need to arise. Look at Deborah that we are talking about. Deborah was sitting down there with other women, pounding yam, cooking soup, and expecting warriors to take up the challenge until she realized that enough for waiting. I'm no, all Lord, every other person was waiting until Deborah arose. Now, if you look at the life of David, let us look at something. Look at something. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, quickly. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 20 to 29, quickly. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 20 to 29.
First Samuel chapter 17, verse 20 to 29. Or maybe somebody can just stand up and read it for me. First Samuel chapter 17. Now, go on. Now, Eliab, I want us to start from the beginning. Now, Eliab, he scolded his brother. His eldest brother. He had him when he was speaking to the men. Eliab's anger rose against David. He said, "Why did you come down here? With whom did you load those feeble sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride. And insolent you are. You have come down to see the battle." But what did he say in verse 29? And David said, "What have I done now? What have I done now? Is there not a cause?" Every soldier, all the men of valor in Israel were on the waiting room. God will take you out of the waiting room of life and put you into the field of performance. In the mighty name of Jesus, all the soldiers, project again, go back to verse 20. Let everybody see it. Thank God it is back alive. Go back to verse 28. Let people see it. Verse 28. Praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord. Now, said, "And Eliab, his eldest brother, had when he spoke unto men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, Why comest thou down here? And with whom have you left those sheep in the wilderness? I know your prayer." And this was ranting. And verse 29, look at what David said. What have I done? Is there not a cause? David was thought to be there waiting in the wilderness. No, this is a guy that had been anointed. This is a guy that had grace. This is a guy that had killed bear with bare hand. This is a brother that made mincemeat of lion. But all along, he was still on the waiting room in the wilderness, tending the sheep. Somebody was meant to dethrone a champion. Somebody that was meant to be celebrated, but he was kept in the wilderness. Tending the sheep. But time came. When David came to the battlefield, he had realized it was time for him to step out. But his brother didn't understand. He said, "Why are you? What are you doing? You ought to be." And David said, "Is there not a cause?" If David had not stepped out at that point in time, he could carry all those anointing, all the grace, everything, and died in the waiting room. So many people die with their potentials because they refuse to arise. So many people die with the skill, with the grace, with the enablement and empowerment God has given them. They die in the waiting room. You will not die in the waiting room. I say you will not die in the waiting room. Arise, shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Darkness shall cover the earth, and great darkness shall cover the people, but the glory of the Lord shall be seen upon you. It does not matter whether the situation is favorable or not. Don't wait for that. God say, Bible say, darkness will cover the earth. And the people will not under darkness, under gross. Do you know it's a higher level of darkness? Darkness cover the heart. Glory of darkness is people. But you, the glory of the Lord shall be seen upon you. It means that you have a different package as a child of God. But if you don't realize it, you carry the same identity with all others. You have a unique identity. But why have you chosen to use the same identity that others are using? Because that's the common thing. Because that's the popular thing. This morning, as I'm running all this message or this thing today on coming out of anonymity, I want us to know that God is expecting us to arise in various departments of life and godliness and shine, that can beam light into the world, that can be reference point in our places, that can be an example and motivation for others. And I'll quickly say a few things that you need to do. If you really now run out this message, if you are going to come out of anonymity, if you are going to be separate, if you are going to be to have a memorial that you remember, and if you are right and shine, number one, I'll be fast because of my time. I want to know one thing. You need to be intentional. What did I say? Be intentional. In everything you do in life, even about your entire life, be intentional. Don't leave things to chance. Don't just say, well, like I said earlier on, you take every day as it comes. No. Be determined about something. Be pushful about your life, about your vision, about your goal, about your mission. Be intentional. Don't plan on the basis of the environment, on the basis of your background, on the basis of your physical ability. Be intentional. Because the resources available are beyond you. What require are also available. You must be intentional. Don't wait for chance occurrence. Many people, they are waiting for chance occurrence in life before they can move forward. They are waiting for chance occurrence. No. You don't wait for chance occurrence. Every day of your life, be intentional, be purposeful, be determined. That I cannot be anonymous here. In my own family, I cannot be the same. In the church, I cannot be the same. In my department, in my profession, in my business, I cannot be the same. I must be unique. There must be something different about me. You have to be purposeful. You have to be determined. And number two, see, maybe I should take two and three together, but I will separate them. If you look at the Bible, you have the magistrates. You have the ministers. Magistrates is talking about people who are in charge of the affairs of the secular realm. Are you listening to me? You need the mentorship of the magistrates. It does not matter how anointed you are. In any profession you find yourself, in any business you find yourself, look for magistrates in that area, in that arena, and go for mentorship. Paul, before he became a Christian, was a senior advocate. How did he become a senior advocate? The Bible records that he learned under the feet of what? Gamaliel. You need mentorship of the magistrate. You may carry the anointing of Elijah. Your magistrate may be as flat as spit, but he has something that you can tap from. Many people they deny themselves of certain virtues because they don't realize this thing. Let me tell you something. No matter how skillful you are, don't be in a hurry to manifest. Anybody that hurriedly manifests before maturity will be prematurely plucked out of the arena. Don't be in a hurry. to manifest. Go through tutelage. Go through mentorship. Look for magistrates. People in your area that you can learn from. You need mentorship. I'm sure, Pastor, what do you remember? As young as we are in this ministry, there have been at least nothing less than four young men and women, not just only female, not only men, but of both sexes, who have come to me, Pastor, God is calling me. I want to go to ministry. I said, my dear, relax, calm down. I'm not saying God has not called you, but sit down and learn. Go through the processing. Go through it. Say, no, this and that, I need to go. I think I will call Pastor Otoye and say, look, let's talk to these young people. I'm not there when God calls you, so I cannot say God has not called you. But what I'm saying, you need to mature. Say, no, all of them. None of them can hear them now. You know what they call in Igbago? Ajo vroom, vroom. Anybody who hurriedly manifests will be prematurely plugged out of the arena. Number three is the fact that you need discipleship of the ministers. I said mentorship of the magistrate, then discipleship of ministers. Now I talk about the magistrate and then the minister. Now, irrespective of the mentorship we have for the magistrate. several times, you will need to reconcile the training of the magistrate with the principles of the ministers. Remember the magistrate and the secular arena, there may be some things they are training you, they are teaching you that are not biblical, that are not Christianly. There are something they call business secrets. And you need to reconcile with the principles of the ministry. So that after you have done the mentorship with the magistrate, have the discipleship of the ministers. The magistrate in the business of selling gari, rice, and what will tell you, you have to melt candle. That's the business secret. But when you come under the discipleship of the minister, they will tell you, that is cheating. It's ungodly. So you need to reconcile the mentorship or the training of the magistrate with the principles of the ministers. That is when you can really have the kind of good success that God is talking about. Some successes are not good. Are you listening to me? You can shine in the negative parameter. That's not what we are talking about. You must reconcile the training of the magistrate with the principles of what? Of the minister. Number is that number three? Number four, quickly, because of my time, take a step of faith. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 4, quickly. I prayed the media will help me to project this. Or I just read it from here. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 4. It's a passage we know very well. It said that he that observeth the wind shall not sow. He that regardeth the cloud shall not reap. Now, what does that mean? If you look at the Bible says in the Genesis that as long as the earth remained, how many seeds it says could one seed? Time of sowing and time of harvest. Those are the two seasons of life. Time of sowing and time of harvest or reaping. But the two times are confronted with challenges. There's none of these two seasons that's danger free. The Bible says, "He that observe the wind shall not sow." That means when the time to sow is there, wind will blow. And when the time to harvest is ready, cloud, the environment will be cloudy. So both sowing and reaping, we have challenges, but you must step out in faith. So if you are waiting for perfect condition to take step, you will continue to wait. And such people may die in the waiting room. A time must come after some things, you need to take steps of faith. There are so many people who have done great things today. Who would have gone into a big business? Who would have made some breakthrough? But because they are always observing the wind or regarding the cloud, they are paralyzed. Somebody was telling me yesterday that too much analysis leads to paralysis. They have analyzed so much, they have become paralyzed. And they now begin to blame their failure, their woe on the environment, on the society, on the country. Meanwhile, they are the source of their own issue. Harvest time, sowing time, both of them are confronted with challenges. Only a man of faith will step out. You must be daring. You must be courageous. You must be bold. You must know that there will never be perfect time. There will never be perfect time. And number five, I would say seven things, and after that we're going to pray. Stay connected to the source. In the process of trying to come out of anonymity, in the process of trying to arise and shine, do not compromise your faith. Stay connected to the source. Don't say, because pastor said we must be different, we must make it, we must stand. And you now go through all kinds of things, Yahoo Plus, Yahoo Mega, whatever. The most thing I just want to shine, not to be anonymous. Remember the Bible says, remove not the ancient land mark, which your fathers have said. In the process of everything you are doing, God is the source. Stay connected to the source. Don't compromise the faith, the Christian life, Christian principle in the pursuit of recognition, in the pursuit of fame, in the pursuit of prosperity, in the pursuit of wealth, in the pursuit of success. Stay connected to the source. God, what shall it profit a man if he gains the world and loses his own soul? And even after you have made it, see, sometimes success, not sometimes, most times, success brings pride. In fact, success is a breeding ground for pride and arrogance. You never know a man is humble or is successful. Who will be poor and not be humble? Master Color. Can you see a man that is wretched and is humble? And is arrogant? Even if he's arrogant, poverty and hunger will teach him humility. You know a man when he has gotten some things, that when you don't know who he is. So even when you are successful, stay connected to the root. Don't let success get into your head. You forget your God. You forget the people that help you to grow. You forget the church where you grew up. You forget people who nurture you. You forget people who guided you. Because you are not better than them. You are better known. See, today, I still go back to people who nurture me when I was young. Whether in profession, whether in faith. Many of them, by God's grace, God has promoted me ahead of them. But I don't ever forget that that's where I started from. I still go there to pay my dues. They may not be as educated as I am. They may not be as known as I am now. But this is the path from which I came. And Yoruba will say, odo to ba gbagbe orisun re yo gbe. If a river will forget its source, it will dry up. You don't forget those who nurture you, who are tender, who took care of you, are very tender. Don't forget where you came from just because you are now somebody. You now begin to say, well, God will understand with me. With you, God may not understand, but with me, God will understand. That is not Christianity. Stay connected with the source. Whether when you are trying to get up or after you're already up there, stay connected with your source. And the final thing I want to say is that number six, I still have two more. Discipline. You need discipline. You must not forsake discipline, whether while you are growing or after you are grown. You know what? Anointing, grace may make you to shine, but only discipline will keep you standing. Are you getting what I'm saying? Anointing, skill, grace may make you to shine, but only discipline will keep you standing. There are so many people who are able to shine just by sheer grace, just by sheer opportunity, just by the anointing. But after a while, they cannot stand again because they lack discipline. So you must know at every point in time, you must discipline yourself. You must give yourself ground rules. You must set some parameters that must be guiding principles in your life. That every point in time, whether you are at a low point or high point, you know that these are the principles guiding my life. If you do not, you cannot actually feed the mission. And before I say the seventh one, can somebody, I want to be sure that you are following, mention all the six ones I mentioned. Number one. Number two, mentorship of the magician. Number three, disciple of minister. Number four, number five, number six. Now, finally, number seven. Pursue things that will outlive you. What did I say? Pursue things that will outlive you. We are talking about coming out of anonymity. We are talking about arise and shine. If all the things that is coming to mind, so I can buy a big car, so that when I'm coming, people know I'm shining. If you are thinking the way to shine is to go and buy a shoe of 1,000,000 naira, so that as you come, everybody know, kako, kako, I'm already shining. You think it's just to go and buy a necklace, 100 carats, or diamond, earring. You think that is what we are talking about, how to shine, you will make a big mistake. Don't get me wrong. If God provides for you, if you can afford it, I have no problem with it. So that you don't quote me wrong. Are you getting what I'm saying? But what I'm saying, that when you want to really arise and shine for God, it's not about materialistic thing. That may come as a byproduct. God should actually bless us with this, because we are not supposed to be wretched. You will not be wretched in Jesus' name. I said you will not be wretched in Jesus' name. Even if you come from a wretched background, because you are listening to me this morning, that will come to arise. Amen. And you shine. And you prosper us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. But listen to me. Even when you are prosperous, even when you are worthy, plow it into things that will outlive you. Things that will count for eternity. Many people, you can afford to buy, to feast morning, evening, night. And there are people who cannot afford 1 minute a day, and you know them, and you close your eyes. You have no, you can, you have so many dresses in your wardrobe, it will become a problem. But to give one out is a problem to you. You keep copying them until cockroaches begin to heat them up. Pursue things. Look at the woman. What's the name again? Dorcas. It was not because she was the richest in that city. She was the richest in that village, but she pursued something that outlived her. And that's why people were talking about her. Please, in coming out of Nanonomi, one of the ways you can do is to do things that will outlive you. And I keep asking, is it possible that you won't be in church for one or two Sundays and we know you are not around? And you can, it's a simple test. If you leave this church two Sundays and nobody realizes you are not around, then there's a problem. You are nothing but anonymous. You must do things that will outlive you. That's not just about yourself. If everything I do is just about myself, about my wife, about my children, then it's foolishness of the highest order. If everything about my life, just about what I, about me, about my wife, about my children, if that's every vision and I struggle my life, reverse around that, I wasted my life. Pursue things that will outlive you. That is the way you can stand out from the crowd. That's the way you can be remembered. That's the way you can have a memorial. And finally, I will read this verse and then we are going to pray. And it's prophetic. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 12. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 12. Quickly. Zechariah, let me read from here. Zechariah, but if the media can give me, I will read from the screen. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 12. For the seed, I want to listen to this, and I see one media to project, even though I'm reading from here. For the seed shall be prosperous. I thought someone would say amen.
Amen.
Let me start again. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 12. For the seed shall be prosperous. The vine shall give a fruit.
Amen.
And the ground shall give a increase.
Amen.
And the heaven shall give their due.
Amen.
And I will cause the remnant of these people to possess all these things.
Amen.
I'm branding this series by this verse prophetically for you. And I want to appropriate to yourself. And they claim that praying to this. Say for the seed, every seed in your hand, every seed you handle, God wants to arise to and to shine. God does not want to be anonymous. God does not want to be the crowd. God wants to come out of the anonymity and step out of the crowd. Therefore, every seed in your hand shall be prosperous in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
That seed. It might be your work. It might be your business. It might be your education. It might be your career. Whatever it is, every seed in your hand shall be prosperous in the mighty name of Jesus. And the vine shall give a fruit. You shall be fruitful. Biologically, you'll be fruitful.
Amen.
Spiritually, you'll be fruitful.
Amen.
Emotionally, you'll be fruitful.
Amen.
Academically, you'll be fruitful.
Amen.
Ministerially, you'll be fruitful.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
amen.
Barrenness is banned, is banished from your life, from your generation, from your home, from your family. In the mighty name of Jesus,
amen.
You shall be fruitful. You shall be fruitful. You shall be fruitful.
You shall be fruitful. You shall be fruitful. You shall be fruitful. In the mighty name of Jesus. And the ground shall give an increase. You are not going to plow on a barren ground. Every ground where your prayer shall give increase. God will multiply you anywhere you pray from now onward. In the mighty name of Jesus. The ground shall not be hard under your feet. No longer. I said 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 no longer. Shall the ground be hard under your feet. In the mighty name of Jesus. Why should it be hard? That will be defining the word of God. Say every place where your soul of fish shall stop, shall give unto your inheritance. Therefore, every ground you stand upon today, those of you who are listening to me online, you may be in the diaspora, you might be in Nigeria, anywhere you go, anywhere you have, I decree, I declare, I prophesy under the grace of God. And I kneel before the Lord and I raise my hand to heaven. And I say, let every ground upon which you stand from today onward yield increase. No longer be hard. No longer be hard. No longer be hard. No longer be hard. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every hard ground upon which you are standing, today they receive the word of the Lord. They receive the water from heaven. They receive the water from heaven. They receive water from heaven. The ground shall be softened under your feet. In the mighty name of Jesus. And he says, I will cause the remnant of these people to possess this. This is your possession. I say you possess this. You possess this. That your seed are prosperous. Yes, that your vine will give fruit. Yes, that the ground under you shall give increase. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, and I said, and the dew and the heaven shall give their dew. The favor of heaven will cooperate with your labor on earth and bring success. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. That is a collaboration between the heavenly forces and the earthly efforts. Sometimes the earthly efforts last and shake with the heavenly resources, and that's why there's frustration. But anybody who is here today, that the heavenly resources has not been made available to copulate with your heartly effort. Today, I say, the heaven, by the name of God, we release his due to copulate with your effort and bring success. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Baby, it's okay.
Ogo ademi Jeku yov jade Famila was okay Mama Jeku Bemi Bemi soke Bemi dike Famila was okay Ika jwa ela Ogo ademi Jeku yov jade Mama was okay. Mama was okay. Baby, don't. Mama was okay. Mama was okay.
my Lord and my God, as I conclude this series today, I pray that nobody who has had, who has partaken, or who has partook in this series, whether one part, two part, three part, or all the parts, will remain anonymous. In the mighty name of Jesus, you pull them out of the crowd. You set them on high. You take to the height of heavens. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will make impact. You not be a noisemaker. You be an impact maker. In the mighty name of Jesus, heaven will distinguish you. You will be distinguished on earth. You will be distinguished in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.